direction, you'd say the wind is...
It's from the south.
Oh, good. I was thinking that was south. I wasn't
I was just didn't think. I was thinking of Mark Williams today up there. You know that... Do you ever listen to Harrison radio station any? It's just, you know, there's just one in the state, and that's at Harrison, like that one. And but anyhow, he gave the weather and the wind velocity out of Harrison there on some road, you know, and just like it was, you know, something awful a coming. Yeah. And he said it was the wind was gusting, blowing at 2 mile an hour and gusting up to 3. And, you know, in the way he brought that all out, and that's over the radio station.
I had to turn on Harrison.
So. Oh, you'd enjoy him. Yeah.
Okay. Now, if it's raining, and it's not raining very hard, just a few fine drops coming down, you say
sprinkle.
Okay, now, what about lighter shower? Than that?
Just a light shower.
Okay. And what if it's just not really coming down, it just kind of hangs in the air?
That's a mist or a fog.
Okay. What's the difference between a mist and a fog?
Well, a mist is you can see the stuff falling, and fog is rising. It forms from the bottom up.
Okay. Now, if the wind has been real gentle and it starts
calm, it's getting windy now. The wind's coming up.
Okay. And if it's just the opposite, the wind's been strong, it's getting weaker and weaker. You say it's
calming down.
Okay, now...
Getting still. We can go hunting tonight.
You say all that. Okay, now, like in on a morning in the... Well, maybe in the fall when you first go outdoors and it's cold, but not...
Cool.
Well, yeah, but...
Chilly. Oh, it's chilly.
Yeah, but would you ever say airish? Would you ever use that expression?
Well, if I... You know, like you... don't have on enough clothes or holding seedy britches, I'd say the boy has seen my britches is pretty ash or something like that. Yeah.
Okay.
Somewhere the air is passing through. Yeah.
Okay. If you came out and there was a white coating on the ground and
That's snow.
Yeah, okay.
Frost.
Okay. And you might say that the water in the pond
has frozen over.
And if it didn't freeze hard, you might call that ice. It wasn't really...
Well, I just skimping over, crusting over.
Well, do you ever call it mush ice?
Yeah, we have mush ice here occasionally.
You have that here occasionally?
Yes. That's between the freeze and the frizzle, eh?
Now... You might be, in talking about along this same line, you might say, if it gets much colder tonight, the pond might
freeze over.
Mm-hmm. And then you say, well, before I got there, did it already?
Frozen.
Okay. Well, I think that's about it, Mr. Jennings. Thank you very much.
Bless your heart.
Got any other words you'd like to say before I close?
No, shut her down.
Okay.